Welcome to the Audacious Black Girl Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda. This podcast seeks to inspire and empower Black women to live in their own audacity. We'll feature guests who are living audaciously and authentically themselves, and we'll have conversations that focus on topics that impact our own audacity. We'll also talk about the importance of doing that inner work so we can continue to show up and show out. We are trendsetters. We are leaders. We are our ancestors' wildest dreams come true. I honor you, and I thank you for tuning in. Let's get into this episode. Hello, and welcome to the Audacious Black Girl Podcast. This is Amanda, your host. This is the Soul Flow Meditation Series. This is the first of season two. I had some great feedback with the Soul Flow Meditation Series back in season one, so I'm going to continue it here. The reason why I do this is because we have some beautiful conversations, but I think practicing some wellness and taking pause from talking and just really doing some inner work by meditating is super critical to our well-being and our health. And it's just a nice little break on the podcast, just giving you a moment to just connect with yourself and breathe and just embrace the messages in the guided meditation. This meditation is about embodying self-love. Last week's episode, I talked about real and authentic self-love, so I wanted to incorporate that into this meditation. If it's your first time meditating, welcome to meditation. This is very beginner-friendly. You're simply just going to sit and breathe and listen to the messages. If you are not new to meditating, you're still going to get some great benefits from this guided meditation. But for all, right now, we're going to take a moment to just get comfortable wherever we are. You can feel free to lay down or sit in your seat or on the floor. Just take a moment to find a comfortable spot for yourself. And while you're there, you can just breathe, inhaling through the nose and exhaling through the nose. Or inhale through the nose and exhale through the mouth. Eyes can be closed if you want, or slightly open, whatever feels good for you. And I always, always invite you to find some movement if you need movement. In meditation, you don't have to sit still like a stick. If you have an itch, please scratch it. If you need to move your arm or leg because you feel uncomfortable, please feel free to do that. Show yourself some grace. Movement is okay. Let it be intentional. Let it be to just release any energy that's stagnant and that you need to release. So in this moment, we're just going to breathe. Focusing on the inhale when we breathe in and the exhale when we breathe out. Feeling that beautiful life force that is so beautiful within us, reminding us that we are alive. Reminding us that we are present. If it feels good for you, on your exhale, let out an audible sigh, releasing anything that you no longer need. With each inhale, allow yourself to become more grounded in your seat. Allowing yourself to just feel the support under you. Releasing with each exhale. And inhaling relaxation and support and groundedness. Self-love means to hold yourself and your happiness and your well-being in high regard. It means that you are worthy of love, worthy of being tended to, and worthy of putting yourself first. Self-love is about having boundaries. It's about recognizing where you are and how you're feeling and doing your best given that inventory. So right now, take a moment to do a little personal inventory. How are you feeling right now? Are you feeling happy or content? Maybe you're frustrated or angry about something. Just take a moment to think on that. No need to engage with it too much. Just identify the emotion or feeling. Identify where it stems from. Maybe you're having a rough time right now in life, or things might be challenging. Or maybe things are going well. Whatever it might be, you're just observing what you're feeling in the moment. Self-love is about meeting yourself where you are right now. And I wonder if you can do that. I wonder if you can just acknowledge what you're feeling right now, no matter what the emotion, and meet yourself there. What does it feel like to just be in that feeling or emotion for a moment and to be mindful about it, recognizing how you truly feel throughout? If you're stressed or feeling upset, how does that feel in your body? If you're content, how does that feel? Whatever that might be, let's start right there. Let's start with that. Can you embrace whatever that is? Whatever that feeling or emotion is, can you embrace it? Can you just acknowledge that this is how I feel right now? But notice that it might change, that it can change. It's just life. We go through so many emotions throughout our day, throughout our weeks, throughout our months. Can you just start there? And can you recognize that even in that, you are always worthy of love and happiness? You are always worthy of love and happiness. Can you breathe into that acknowledgement? Maybe silently say to yourself, I am worthy of love and happiness. I am worthy of holding myself in high regard. No matter what I'm feeling, no matter the highs or lows, I am always worthy of love and happiness and of holding myself in high regard. That is how you meet yourself where you are. You acknowledge the emotion or feeling, but you tell yourself always that you are worthy. Because those emotions and feelings, they're going to change as life goes. But no matter what, you're always worthy. You're always worthy of your own love and practicing self-love. Let's just take a moment here to continue to breathe, allowing those words to just flow through you. Allow it to hold space wherever it goes. Acknowledging your worth, that every single bit of you is worthy. From your hair follicles all the way down to your toenails. You're worthy. Just continue to breathe into this. Breathing into that acknowledgement. Giving yourself permission to embrace that acknowledgement that you are worthy. Know that love is your right. You are worthy of giving it. You are worthy of receiving it. And you are worthy of just holding it within you. Holding it tight, embracing it. Because you are love. You are the full embodiment of love. You are creation itself. You are creation itself, and that is love. And therefore, you are love. When moments get tough and your self-love tank starts to feel depleted, just remember that you are the embodiment. The embodiment of creation and the embodiment of pure, authentic love. Let's continue to breathe for another moment, embracing your embodiment, meeting yourself where you are always. Allowing the breath to remind you that not only are you present, but that you're love, that your embodiment is pure and absolute love manifested. Take a few deep inhales and exhales at your own pace. Just really connecting to your breath. After those deep inhales and exhales, just breathe naturally. And as you do so, begin to bring some movement back, wiggling your fingers and toes, maybe rolling your shoulders, moving your neck. Eyes can still be closed. Continue breathing. And then when you are absolutely ready, you can slowly open your eyes. I thank you for allowing me to hold space for you and to hold space with you. I pray you have a beautiful journey of self-love, and that you always embody self-love because you are love. You are creation. And that is the foundation of self-love. Peace. I would love to know your thoughts on today's episode. You can reach me on Instagram at Audacious Black Girl. Shoot me a DM. You can also find me on my website at www.audaciousblackgirl.com. All this information will be in the show notes. And don't forget to rate and review the podcast. Please subscribe so you can get all the updates for the podcast. And join my Audacious Black Girl tribe for weekly self-care support and tips. Peace.